Well, we got the guy that we want for this segment. Bryant McKinney joins us. He's part of the Believe Podcast Network, Believe in Minnesota Vikings. Bryant, great to have you. All these players have been telling stories about misplaced pain shots before the game. Did you ever have anything crazy like that happen to you before a game?
I was, you know, Tyrod was my former teammate with the Ravens, too. But I've been misdiagnosed with something before and had to find out, like, way later after the fact. But to have something like that happen to me, no.
Well, that's good news because we've seen some horror stories. All right, before I pass you over to Blaine, let me ask you this. The U is 2-0. Is the U back? Can we see that Miami swagger again like we all remember?
I think they're trying to rebuild the swagger, but I can't say it's built up enough to say that they're back. They're trying to, you know, build their whole morale and then have it read there to kind of remind them about it and things like that. I feel like it's helping, but I can't officially say they're back yet just by starting off 2-0 because they still have probably, you know, a good 10 more games to go. So, you know, we'll just see how the season plays out, but they are starting off good. I'm loving how the offense is putting up, and I hope they continue to do so. And then I just want the defense to know, you know, pick it up on their end a little bit, you know, and stop these teams from scoring.
Yes, we are with Bryant McKinney, former All-Pro man. I have to ask you, man, since I never was able to accomplish nationally a national championship ring, let alone a Super Bowl ring, you have both, man. When do you first of all, where do you keep them? And do you ever wear it or do you just wear it on, you know, special times or something, man?
You know, it's crazy. I can't fit the national championship no more because this little, my fingers playing in the NFL. But the Super Bowl, I keep them both at home. I make sure they're insured and everything and try to keep them, you know, in the safe and stuff. But I really wear the Super Bowl one more, like a fitted stuff. It's a certain, like, you know, Super Bowl weekend, I'm from there, I'm going to wear it then. Or I wear it somewhere when I use it as a speaking piece, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people look at that and they're like, let me see that. And it kind of opens up conversation. So I'm kind of strategic when I wear it.
Now, you naturally haven't been retired that long, maybe, what, 5 years or so, or maybe, you know, a little bit longer than that. But, man, you know, did you go through any rides or ebbs and flow of like, oh, I missed ball? Or you like, oh, man, I'm so glad this run is over. Woo, I want to sit back on this couch and relax.
Me, I always, you know, enjoyed it while I was doing it. But I just felt like there was nothing else left to accomplish, you know, for the most part for me. Like, I didn't know what else there was to do. So I feel like my mission was kind of complete, and I was okay with that.
Well, naturally, we got you on to talk about you're one of the great Vikings of all time. And, man, I'm just giving us your overall evaluation of them thus far in a, you know, a two-game sample size, which they haven't looked very good on both sides of the ball. I guess tell us a little bit about what you think is going wrong. Or is it more so injuries, or is it new coordinator, or is it a little bit of everything?
I think with the Vikings, I feel like they start off strong. Like when I watched the Green Bay game, they got the ball, they drove down and scored. And the last week, got the ball, drove down, got a field goal. But I feel like it's adjustments are being made and by the other team, and we're not really like making the adjustments we need to make on our end. And it's like after that, it's like it becomes a one-sided, and then the other team is having the time possession. They're like killing us in the time possession. So that means our defense can't get off the field. They're going to get wore down, and a lot of points are going to get scored on them. Offense isn't really staying on the field long enough to give our defense a break. So a lot of that plays a factor in the game.
Do you think the Vikings, you know, miss Mr. Diggs, or is that just happenstance that you know, things aren't going well in the passing game?
I feel like right now they're missing Diggs, and right now a lot of balls are being forced to the ceiling. And I feel like they can tell the balls are being forced to him. Our quarterback has to really try to, you know, utilize the tight ends a little bit more, and the other receivers got to kind of step up because, I mean, Diggs was a big impact player on the team, and with him missing, everything you can clearly see is being forced to the ceiling.
Wrong with former All-Pro Bryant McKinney of the Minnesota Vikings.
No doubt. Hey, Gary Kubiak takes over, and this is a guy with a proven track record in the NFL, and he had been with the team last year. Why do you think the offense is struggling so much with a guy who should know their personnel? What's Kubiak doing that's not working, Brian?
Well, you know, honestly, with offense, I always try to remind people that offense is different from defense. Defense, you got different guys on the field, all 10 of them blow an assignment, and one person can either get an interception or a sack, and that's a big play for the defense. Offense, you need every guy to be on the same page, you know, every play for it to be a successful play. And I just feel like the timing, you know, not having, you know, preseason games, they didn't really have, you know, much of an offseason as far as, like, you know, being together. So I feel like it's going to take time for those guys. You have an offensive line, guys are playing, you know, new positions, so the communication there, you know, and then the new receiver who has to step in for Diggs, and the quarterback getting comfortable with that receiver, as hopefully he does eventually, because that puts a lot more pressure on Thielen, because everybody kind of knows he's going to force the Thielen, so he's going to get double teamed. So it's a lot of things that, you, as you can see, I just said, is taking place, and why the team isn't gelling yet.
That being said, I'm really surprised we haven't seen more of Dalvin Cook yet. The Titans really got gouged in the run game by the Jags on Sunday, 165 yards, and the undrafted rookie went over 100 on 16 carries. Would you be surprised at all to see Dalvin Cook handle the rock a whole bunch on Sunday?
We need to see Dalvin Cook handle the rock a lot more on Sunday, but we need to see them executing a run. The thing is, why we're not seeing a lot of Dalvin Cook is because the team ends up getting behind. And when teams are behind, you tend to throw the ball more to kind of hurry up and get down the field. So we need to, you know, kind of sustain, you know, keep the run going. We need to slow their run down because we know they're going to run the ball a lot, and that's what can eat up the clock. So we need to get the running game going, but we got to score and not fall too far behind.
Bryant McKinney, our guest. And on the defensive side, Vikings counting on kind of a rebuilt secondary, and it's some young guys there. And then as far as like the linebacker core, the injuries are just wiping those guys out. It's been a tough go for the Vikings defense too.
Yeah, it definitely has. And I realized that, you know, Darius rebuild, those guys have to get comfortable with communication and things like that. And then you just lost Barr, who was, you know, probably been there the longest at the linebacker position. And now you have to bring somebody else in who's new, who has to get acclimated. So it is a lot of new faces over there, and hopefully it gets to a certain point where they can all start to gel. So,
all right, the Titans. I got a Titans question for you and a Ryan Tannehill question. So you played with him last year of your career. You spent some time with him in Miami. Have you been surprised that he's having this kind of career resurgence and was such a great player for the Titans last year? Have you been surprised by seeing all that success from him, Brian?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I feel like he had the potential when I was his teammate at the Dolphins, but I just felt like the coaching there, I felt like he always thought about, okay, I could do this, but then I'm going to hear about this in the film, so I'm going to kind of play it safe and do what exactly they asked me to do, even though I may see something else that may work. So it was like he always played it safe and kind of tried to follow the coaching instead of stepping out sometimes and using his athletic ability. And I feel like here at Tennessee, he probably has more of a free range to kind of use his athletic ability and make some plays happen and also still listen to the coach as well. So I feel like that's kind of the difference. And I feel like by him having that range to kind of open up more, it's kind of built confidence in him as well.
Well, with Brian McKinney, you know, former Viking and All-Pro offensive tackle. And, Brian, I'm glad you brought that up, because talk about how that at every position can actually affect your performance as a player, not having free reign and feeling like, uh-oh, if I don't do this as they told me, then now I could be benched or chastised in the meeting room, when if you can play freely, then you're able to make mistakes and grow with that. How does that affect the actual pro player's performance?
That's big, because you're looking at yourself back when it's something that you see that you could do, but then you kind of limited yourself because you're scared to do it, because you're worried. You're more concerned with the coaching staff may say when you get in the meeting room, and you're scared to take that chance of you may go with what you want to do and it don't work. And the perfect example for me was, you know, Brett Favre, when we had him in 2009, Favre would go in the locker room. I mean, we'd be in a huddle, and they'd call a play, and he would change it and be like, nah, this not going to work. Let's go with this. He had a better reel of him change when he changed it working than it not working. But there was where he would change something and it didn't work, and I don't even know. Y'all were aware, well, I'm sure y'all weren't, but I remember one point, we were in a game, I think, against Detroit, and Coach Childress went to pull Brett out of the game because Brett was changing stuff, and, you know, I guess it was like a little back and forth. And Tavares was like, I'm not going in. Like, if Brooke said he's not coming out, you know. So it was a big thing on the sideline one time about that. But Brett had a bigger chance of making or creating something by him just taking a chance sometimes and just using his knowledge or athletic ability to get things done. So I feel like by Tannehill being a young player, I feel like he was scared to do that. But see, at that point, it was Brett's like 19th season. So Brett's like, listen, I'm Brett. I'm going to fix this. I feel like I see, you know, something here. So I feel like just you had two guys on two different, you know, ends of their career. And I think Tannehill probably was a little more hesitant to do things like that.
Well, I guess lastly, we're going to go jump back to the Vikings before we let you go, Brian, man. You're doing an exceptional job. I appreciate your time. Is if things don't go well and the Vikings lose this game, where will the fan base be as far as Coach Zimmer? We all know he's a good coach, but at some point, you know, it gets thin. And when you're starting off slow and you get off to 0-3 start when you have such high expectations.
I just think the fans shouldn't get so, like, you know, this point is so quick. Really, like I said on our podcast the other day, let's see where we stand, you know, like at the bye week, going into the bye week, see where we stand, because you just never know how things can turn around. And you never know what week, you know, offensive team will start clicking and shelling. So we really should kind of like see where that is first. There's only two games. And I mean, 2008 lost the first two games and we ended up in the playoffs too. So you just never know how things turn around.
Brian, great stuff, man. For people who want to keep up with you, at Bryant McKinney on Twitter and Believe in Vikings podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Great stuff, man. Thanks for the time.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Bryant McKinney right there. Interesting insight on Ryan Tannehill, Blaine, and him saying, hey, man, I mean, this guy who played with him. And it really makes you wonder, Arthur Smith and the Titans coaching staff obviously giving him freedom and him feeling free to, you know, to do what he needs to do out there. And we can get into that some more on the other
side.
See,
that also goes into, you know, Adam Gates' ego versus Arthur Smith's ego.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Arthur Smith wants to win. Hey, man, that play wasn't a good one. Let's try this one next time. Adam Gates, what the heck are you doing? I'll take you out next time. See how that sounds so much more different and how you can really handcuff your quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah, and scared to fail instead of letting him just, you know, scared to succeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so then it happens all the time. I mean, really, really. Yeah, that happened to me one time in Philly, too. I have to tell you guys that story another day.
Okay.
Yeah, right. we'll talk about it next when we come back, dude, if you want to.
All right, Blaine. Oh, yeah, you can't say anytime you say I've got a story about that, we're going to hear
I'm going to tell it, dude. I'm going to tell it.
Blaine and Mickey, 104.5 the zone.